I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, all right. Yes. Good evening. Good evening. Boy, oh boy. 21 games in, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. Well, it's another loss. It's a fifth straight loss as the Royals fall in Detroit by a final score of 7-3. Do you guys believe in this team? Now, the way that they're playing right now, of course not. No. No. Pitching, defense, bullpen, base running offense, none of it right now is good. None of it. I mean, there's no reason to break this one down. I'm sorry, there isn't. Maybe, and I likely will get to it because I have nowhere else to go and nothing else to do. But let's just get right to it. A five-game losing streak. 5 games below 500. 21 games into the season. Do you believe in these guys? Now, we've seen baseball played at a, you know, I don't want to act as if it's a bad team. It's not a bad team. I've seen bad teams. You've seen bad teams. Bad teams that never sniff 8-13. Watch plenty of them. So in no way am I waving any white flag, looking for any white flag. In no way am I defeated. Maybe you are. That's fine. I'd love to talk about it with you. But they're just, it's just an uninspiring group right now. It really is. And I mentioned it earlier today on the On Deck show. Cole Reagans on the hill, a guy that impressed me as thoroughly as any Royals pitcher has impressed me, maybe dating back to, I don't know, Edinson Volquez. You know, what Eddie did down the stretch, what he did in the World Series in 2015, what he did on that anniversary of Yordano's passing. I mean, that's just the first one that comes to my head where, boy, I was floored by his performance. I was floored by Cole Reagans, his last time out in Cleveland. Now, in no way was I looking at Cole like I did going into that Cleveland game. Going into that contest against the Guardians, Royals were on the verge of being swept. We were all pretty down, and it was on Reagans to have a over-my-dead-body type of performance, and he did. Oh, he was big. I wasn't asking that of Cole Reagans tonight. No, no. No, he did his ace thing the last time out. Now, I wanted better than what we got out of Cole Reagans tonight. five runs and four innings of work, that's not going to get it done. That's not ace-like. But one subpar performance is not going to sway me away from believing that Cole Reagans is indeed the guy that I saw in Cleveland, a true bona fide ace. Not a number one, but an ace. So, coming into tonight's game, Reagans on the hill, your division rivals on the other side, a four-game losing streak weighing on you. Today should have felt like a win day. Like one of those games where we're going to find a way. We have Reagans on the hill, arrested Carlos Estevez, arrested Lucas Urseg. No, Royals are going to find a way to win this one today. That's how I wanted to feel this morning and this afternoon, but it never came. I never felt as if, hey, our ace is on the hill, Bobby's healthy, Vinny's healthy, Salvi's healthy, let's go eat. I never had that feeling. I found that strange. All morning, never having the confidence that I should have going into a start with Cole Reagans on the hill. 913-586-7965. It's just been a weird day, a strange road trip. A road trip that has seen the boys go 1-7. A sizable road trip in Cleveland, New York, and Detroit. At best, the Royals are going to return home 3-7 on this road trip. That's best case scenario. Keep in mind, Tarek Skubal looms on Sunday. So I want to know, do you believe in these guys? This group, because this is the group that's going to get them out of this. No, this isn't the group that makes it to October. It'll be massaged over the course of the next 5 months. But if they're getting to October, it's going to be because of the guys that are already here. Sure, additions can help put you over the top. But India, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Michael, Massey, Reagans, Waka, Lugo, you know the names. These are the guys that are going to get you there. Do you believe in these guys? Fell in love with these guys last summer. 21 games into the sophomore album. A song and a half, a couple of jams into the sophomore album. Have you turned it off? Are you sticking with it? Do you believe that the men and women holding the instruments will catch a groove? We'll find that beat. We'll turn this thing around. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7965. You know, I mentioned earlier in the week, right? I think it was during that White Sox, or excuse me, during that Yankees series. I mentioned how quick it could all turn around. Right? You're about to go to Detroit. You have the Colorado Rockies waiting for you at Kauffman Stadium when you get back next week. Shoot, Royals could find themselves in first place in a week. That's what I was saying in New York. That's what I was saying during that Yankee series. But I was saying it mainly to point out to you just how quickly things change in this game. 1 week to the next. And after the first week of the season, you know, the Royals, not great. The second week, they had that great homestand, and okay, that's more like it. Third week, miserable. And so far, the fourth week has been quite awful as well. But I wanted people to know how quickly things can change this early into the season. How quickly batting averages and ERAs and deficits in the division, how quickly they can be erased. How things can change for the better like that. You know, offensively, things can change for the better very quickly. But I mentioned at the same time, just as quickly as things can change for the better, things can change for the worse. Talking about the pitching staff. How great this pitching staff has been for majority this season. How they allowed this anemic offense to limp its way through the first 3 weeks. Well, over the course of this five-game losing streak, the Royals' rotation has an ERA of 6.5. Hunter Harvey's already on the IL, and Lucas Ursek took a 109-mile-per-hour line drive off of his left foot. Thankfully, x-rays are clean. Q telling the reporters after the game it caught him on the instep of his left foot towards the bottom. No Harvey. Ursek's going to get a few days, you would assume. Maybe longer. That bullpen's no longer a strength, my friends. The bullpen hasn't been a strength since Hunter Harvey went down. And now, as I mentioned, the starting rotation is unable to carry the load. Do you still believe in these guys? 913-586-7965. I haven't even talked about the offense yet. An offense that has now gone 14 straight games and has been unable to reach 5 runs in any of those games. Text line is open for you. Phone lines are there as well. 913-586-7965. Royals are now 8-13 on the season, and their run differential of minus 23 is third worst in baseball. Let's start off in Leawood. Luke, you're hitting leadoff tonight. Go ahead, buddy.
Hi, how are you?
All right, what's going on?
So what you just said, that was going to be my first point, how we haven't scored more than 4 runs since April 4th, which is absolutely absurd. And
yeah, it's been more than 2 weeks now.
More than 2 weeks. One of my problems that, like, I just can't seem to wrap my head around is you look at this lineup, and up and down, I can't find much difference from last year. You know, like, we try to address these things. Like,
no, the only difference is Jonathan India.
Exactly. Exactly. So when we were producing at a high enough level to become a playoff time, a team, a winning playoff team, what's going on with us?
Why well, let's be honest real quick, and I'll let you finish, Luke. Last year's offense was Bobby Witt Jr., who put together one of the 10 greatest seasons of any shortstop in baseball history, and then 100-plus RBI from the 34-year-old Salvador Perez and near 100 RBI in 5 months from Vinny Pasquantino. Those three were three of the 15 best hitters in Major League Baseball in big moments. They're not three of the 50 best hitters in big moments this season. Those guys did almost all of the heavy lifting last year offensively, and they're unable to do it this year.
I know, and it's really unfortunate because also, like, with our identity, you know, like, with teams of our past success, we relied on our speed, and we never swung and missed. That was the thing, like, staying alive, putting the ball in play, having some speed, and then you look up and down this lineup, and there's just some gaps, like, with Salvi coming up or Vinny coming up, you know. They can't hit a chopper like Bobby did in the ninth tonight.
Not many guys can do what Bobby did, right? Bobby's the fastest player in Major League Baseball.
My point is, like, the swing and misses, like, I can't be the only one noticing that. That is what we keep on doing, and something that was a strength of our past. Just being able to move the guy over and being able to just continually fight. And then, you know, you see a little bit of that tonight. Like, I don't care how big the lead is, just a little bit of a fight, a little bit of fouling one off here and there, but it's just these swing and misses. And it's pretty telling when Kyle Isbell comes to play. That's when I have, like, hope.
Really?
That maybe this guy can – Kyle Isbell, like, a number 9.
Yeah, the strikeout numbers really aren't all that bad compared to last year. Last year, they had a strikeout rate of about 19.5%. This year, it's about 21.5%. Thanks for the phone call, Luke. You know, what's really ailing this team right now is coming through with the big hits, just like it did last year. Now, last year, Bobby did not struggle when it came to coming through with the big hit. Bobby was top 3 in baseball with hitting with runners in scoring position. Vinny was top 10. Salvi was top 15. Now, the rest of the team wasn't awful. They certainly weren't above average. But Bobby, Salvi, and Vinny came through so consistently, they carried the rest of the nine position players on the roster. Now, last year, the Royals hit 282 with runners in scoring position. So far this season, they're hitting 206. And we could just focus on Salvi, who went 0 for 2 tonight with runners in scoring position. Back-to-back nights in which Salvi's gone 0 for 2 with runners in scoring position. Last year, Salvi hit 329 in those situations. This year, he's hitting 207. Now, Vinny tonight drives in a pair of runs. It was Vinny's first hit with a runner in scoring position in his last 11 games. He was 0 for his previous 6. Tonight was the first time your three-hitter had multiple RBIs in 2 weeks. Now, strikeouts are never celebrated. And you know what? Vinny's striking out more than normal. I'll give you that. Now, you want to talk about punch-outs. Vinny again, 2 punch-outs. Strikes out twice to Jackson Job. Second time this trip, one pitcher has gotten Vinny twice. It hadn't happened all season. Max Fried got him. Okay, that's understandable. Punching out twice to Jackson Job. That's not very undeniable of you. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number as well. 913-586-7965. And Luke, you bring up that statistic of this team's inability to reach 5 runs in a game. They've only done it twice through 21 games. They've done it twice. Let's go to Dan in Blue Springs. Dan, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks again for all you do. It's great to hear your voice after the game. Hey, I, for one, am not worried about this team. This team is going to hit. I believe in this team. I know we've got some holes to fill, but, I mean, we put a lot of people on the base tonight, and that's not something we've been doing. We did not get them around, but there's a big positive. If you look at Reagan's, and if he didn't get up as many runs, this would be a much closer game than people think. So,
yeah, I don't know if it would. Okay. I don't know if you see Kenta Maeda in the ninth inning if it's a closer game. And 4 of those base runners that you picked up tonight were courtesy of a man that is just lost right now in Maeda.
Well, I'm not going to give up on this team. I believe in them. I think they're doing just like they did last year. It was a struggle. I believe we have the right guys. We got to get healthy. I think in about 2 weeks we're going to be talking different about this. I hope, at least I hope so. And thanks.
Yeah, I do too, Dan. I love the optimism, man. I appreciate it, and I like that you're sticking with them. You know, I go back to my theme for the season, the sophomore album. And we all want what we fell in love with last summer. We're all expecting to see that. And 21 games in, I haven't seen it. I haven't heard it. I know it's the same guys playing the instruments. Just doesn't sound the same. The rotation's not as sensational. The big three are not as Herculean at the top of the lineup. Defense isn't as sharp. Base running's non-existent. Sure, Mike Hell stole a bag. Bobby ripped his team-leading 6th base of the season tonight. But you just don't have enough base runners to really showcase that speed. And again, with the injury to Hunter Harvey and Lucas Erceg getting banged up tonight, it's tough to say that the bullpen right now is far superior to the bullpen that we saw at the tail end of 2024. So it's a lot of the same names, a lot of the same faces. But it's not easy to recreate that magic that we heard last summer. It's not easy to do what A Tribe Called Quest pulled off. Not easy to be Black Sabbath. Not easy to be Kendrick Lamar or Adele and to have that sophomore album be even better than the first. You just don't want to be Meatloaf, Hootie and the Blowfish. You don't want to be Chingy and have this as your follow-up to that smash last summer. Royals lose 7-3. The phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Royals averaging 2.95 runs per game, second worst in Major League Baseball. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's South Lanto. Be in the know and call Jay's South Lanto. Let's go to Mike in Independence. Mike, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, I need Vinny to step up in the box. I need him to get a bigger bat. I need Garcia to move to the two-hole. That way, I'm so tired of Bobby hitting with nobody on base. So I need to see more Daniel Lynch. Yeah, he should have been in the game tonight. But anyway, we need to move the lineup. Salvi, I know his captain. I love him. He's got to move down. I need Garcia up. Like I say, I need more hits. I need more batters on the base with Bobby up.
Mike, where do you want? You want Garcia in the two spot? Do you have India still leading off?
Yes. I think he's still a good leadoff hitter. He takes a lot of pitches. So if we get any people on base, they're running. Even if we get India running, you know, he's not a great base stealer, but still, we need more action. Like I said, if Vinny moves up in the box just like just a half a foot, he's not hitting the ball as foul no more. He's hitting doubles down the line. He's hitting the ball hard. He's hitting the ball hard all season. They're just foul.
Mike, thanks for the phone call. Vinny again driving in a pair of runs tonight, his team leading 12th and 13th RBIs. Bob, Bob had a chance with runners in scoring position tonight. Bob's numbers in those situations, not great. I think he's barely hitting 200 this season with runners in scoring position. And again, last year he was top three. Hey, I like the ideas. There are no bad ideas when you're performing this poorly. Five-game losing streak that has seen the offense score a grand total of 10 runs. They've gone 4-39 with runners in scoring position over the course of this five-game skid. And the team as a whole is batting .180 over the course of this losing streak. So, yeah, you want to move Michael Garcia up? Go for it. There are no bad ideas. You want Vinny to move up in the box? Okay, fine by me. Salvi goes down to be your five-hitter? Hey, Michael's making as loud of contact as anybody not named Bobby Witt Jr. I mean, Bob, no doubt, throwing laser beams all over the place, but you know, Michael, a 107-mile-per-hour single to center with two outs in the third. He draws three walks, and now, over the course of his last six games, Garcia has six hits, six walks. He's now batting .277 with an OPS of .782. A league average OPS is about .700, so Michael, in just about every statistical category, doing much better than league average. He's second on the team with 18 base hits. Yeah, I can't argue with you. The only thing I would like to find out is where you wanted to use Daniel Lynch tonight. Maybe Lynch instead of Zerpa? Possibly. And how much of a difference does it make? I don't know, because again, I don't think Kenta Maeda comes in the ninth inning if it's not a six-run game, and it was. Royals jumped out to an early 1-0 lead, and then it was all once again downhill from there. Tigers score once in the second, a solo bomb from Andy Ibañez as he was ready for that 96-mile-per-hour piece of cheese at the top of the zone from Reagans. 2-1 Tigers after that leadoff bomb in the fourth. Detroit would score three in the fifth, two in the seventh. Royals try to make it interesting in the ninth. They score two more, but it's obviously not enough, and the boys fall to 7-3. They fall 7-3 to Detroit, and on the season they're now 8-13. There's a phone line open for you. Our number is our text line number as well. It's 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals in...
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Insider Josh Bernier.
And the pitch. Fastball laced down the first baseline. A fair ball bouncing into the right field corner. Witt's in to score easily. Pasquantino rounds first, and he's into second with a stand-up RBI double. And the Royals are on the board in the top of the first inning. Vinny Pasquantino comes through with an RBI double.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Again, the Royals jump out to an early lead like we've seen so many times over the past few games. And unfortunately, like we've seen over the past few games, they give that lead right back. 1-0 after the first. Tigers score in the second and then just take the game over. Vinny's RBI single in the first. He would also have an RBI knock in the ninth, but that 111-mile-per-hour rocket down the right field line that plated Bobby Witt Jr. is tonight's MVP air conditioning cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to themvpkc.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call, does it all. Royals led 1-0 after the top of the first inning. They would go on to lose by a final score of 7-3. Royals are now 0-12 when the opponent scores four or more runs. 0-12 when the other team scores more than three runs. Not good. All right, let's go to Chase in Shawnee. Chase, you're on 96.5 The Fan, buddy. Go ahead. Be careful.
Vern, hey. I apologize for the last time
just
I was on. I know I
keep it clean.
Look, I know. I don't really have any questions for you here. I just, you know, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said it's an uninspiring group right now. What I saw today, those guys were already defeated going up to the plate. You know, we're 3 weeks in, and these guys look like they're ready to throw in the towel.
I mean, they jumped out to a 1-0 lead. Did they look defeated in the first when Bobby and Vinny smoked doubles right out of the gate?
I'll give you that there, but that's happened now four games in a row, and we just can't keep that momentum. And honestly, they look a little defeated to me out there playing, and I'm calling them out to, like, let's see some heart tomorrow. You know, let's see them take that extra base. I want to see them go after it tomorrow. It looks like they're already ready to throw in the towel. I'm not ready. I'm backing these boys. I think they're going to turn it around, but these guys
but
look
what does that mean?
It's like, almost over here.
In what way do they look like they're throwing in the towel? What do you mean by that?
Well, it just looks like they're already defeated coming up to the plate. You know, I want to see them do the little
they don't
things
have
that makes Royals baseball great. Moving the runner over, you know, guys on third, under two outs, getting them in, like, that's been our biggest issue right now. And we got to get back to the simple things with Royals baseball and doing the little things right. And that's what makes our team great. And we're not doing that right now. And I'm calling on them to get back to the fundamentals in Royals baseball, because we're not playing Royals baseball right now, and we're not winning. The only way we can win is playing that Royals baseball fundamentals. I want to see it. I'll leave it at that.
All right, Chase. Yep. Thanks for the phone call, buddy. All right. 913-586-7965. That's the phone number. That's the text line number as well. From the 816, Vern, I'm convinced they don't watch opposing pitchers' film. They all look lost up there. Well, the first sentence is silly. Of course they watch film. The second sentence, not so silly. You want to say they look lost? Okay, fine. But I'm not going to question their heart. I'm not going to question their want to. And what do they have to rest on to show up heartless? You know, I mean, I'm not offended by that, but I just don't know how you can say that about a team with Salvi and Bobby on it. Not to knock anybody else, but how can you watch Salvi and Bobby over the years and question whether or not they're playing with heart? Yeah, to me, that's silly. Now, you want to say they look lost up there like the texter? Okay, no problem. Now, Bobby doesn't look lost. Bobby's batting .385 across his 11-game hitting streak. His sixth 11-game hitting streak already. Not this year. In his career, he has six hitting streaks of at least 11 games. Yeah, Bob looks locked in. Salvi squared one up in the first inning, but that's been the story of his season. Some loud outs, some good underlying metrics, but what matters, the ribbies, the extra base hits, the batting average, the OPS, yeah, none of that is there right now for Salvi. 21 games into the season, and the future Hall of Famer is hitting .203 with an OPS more than 100 points below the league average. Sal has a hit in 7 of the last 9 games, but not the type of hits that we need out of Salvi. A leadoff double in the 8th, that's what we're looking for. And Salvi delivered a 407-foot blast to deep center. I guess I'm not being fair by not highlighting that. I should mention that. I guess I overlooked it because he was freaking stranded, of course. Stranded on base. Leadoff double in the 8th inning. Not saying that they were going to win the game. You know, again, it's 7-1 at this point. But a leadoff double from Salvi. Mikel then draws a walk. It's 2-1 with nobody out. Massey goes down looking. Kevin Biggio draws a walk to load the bases. And then Drew Waters goes down staring at 93. And Kyle Isbell pops out to the infield. 913-586-7965. You know, it is, I don't like sitting here every single night saying, oh, well, you know, what do you expect out of Drew Waters? What do you expect out of Kevin Biggio? What do you expect out of Kyle Isbell? And just kind of brushing their at-bats aside as if they're not two big leaguers, three big leaguers. I should treat them more like the professionals that they are. But I've just been around this team, this Royals baseball you talk about, for long enough that, man, it's not very often that the 1-9 instills confidence in the fan base. You hope to be 5 deep, 6 deep. I'd love to be 9 deep, but in this market, in this sport, boy, that doesn't happen very often. But you're not even 5 deep right now. You're not even 3 deep. It's Bobby, it's Mikel, and then it's hold on to your butts. Let's see if Vinny's got it figured out. Let's hope Salvi's got it going. Again, the Royals have 10 home runs this season. Total. Every other team has at least a dozen. There are a few players that have 8 and 9 home runs themselves. And the Royals are stuck on 10. Bobby Witt Jr., without question, is tonight's player of the game. One out double, a 112-mile-per-hour missile off of the bat of Bobby. He gets ahead in the count in the first inning, gets ahead in the count 2-0, and then roasts a 96-mile-per-hour fastball in the middle of the dish. Smokes it to left for a one-out double. He would come around to score on Vinny's double. Bobby would steal a base in the fifth, come around to score in the ninth after legging out an infield single. Bobby, by the way, second most doubles right now in Major League Baseball, picked up number 9 tonight. And then, of course, played a strong shortstop per usual. So 2-for-5 is team-leading 6th multi-hit game. And 2 runs scored, Bobby Witt Jr. is tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods, I've told you all about them. They're helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. All right, let's go to Ethan in Liberty. Ethan, you're up on this Friday night. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. What do you think?
I don't think we can count them out yet. I like what Bobby's doing, but I don't think we've seen the full potential of India yet.
Yeah. It was nice to see him come through with another knock, back-to-back games with the base hit. He reached base twice, has that on-base percentage at .309. You want that to continue to climb. But, Ethan, I agree with you that we haven't seen the best of Jonathan India. And to me, he's the one guy in this lineup that has underperformed that there's actually an excuse for. Right? He dealt with that quad injury, took a fastball to the dome. There's reasons why I'm patient with Jonathan India. And maybe there's something going on with Salvi or Massey or Vinny that they're not being open about. But I'm not going to speculate on that. I'm going to judge them on their performance, and right now it's not good enough.
Yeah, I don't see what Salvi was doing last year. He's making a lot of outs more than hits, and then we're not able to score him when he does get those hits.
Yeah. Yeah, Ethan, always nice hearing from you, pal. Thank you very much for the phone call. Royals leave 14 men on base tonight. They go 2-for-13 with runners in scoring position, and they fall to 5 games below .500 for the first time since the end of the 2023 season. Coming up on Saturday afternoon, it's Seth Lugo facing Casey Mize, a 12-10 first pitch. I'm on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 11. We get back to your phone calls as the Royals drop Game 2 in Motown. 7-3 the final score. Your thoughts coming up after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Josh Bernier.
Here's the pitch. Splitter bounce back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Witt rounds third. He's in to score easily. Vinny Pasquantino has his second RBI hit of the night, and it's now 7-2.
Yeah, Jake Eisenberg on the call. 9th inning. Royals beaten up on the corpse of Kenta Maeda. They scored 2 runs off of him before AJ Hinch said, "All right, fine. Get out of here." Brought in Tommy Canley, and they finished it off. Royals lose Game 2 in Detroit, 7-3, the final score, the first 5-game losing streak of the season. Thankfully, it's the first 5-game losing streak of the season. I was looking earlier today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This will be the seventh time since the championship season of 2015, the seventh time in 10 years that the Royals have had a five-game losing streak in the first 21 games of the season. I don't know if that's a lot. I didn't look at any other team. Maybe I should have done that for context purposes, but that doesn't seem great. Oh, boy. It's even affecting Jack Caglione. Are you kidding me? Cags went 0 for 4 tonight. He's now 0 for his last 15. Oh, boy. Hitting 208. 0 for his last 15. That dates back to his last home run. Well, the guys on Cody and Gold are doing something cool. If you haven't heard about their trip to see the squad at the AA level, Jack Caglione and Gavin Cross and Carter Jensen, go to the station's Twitter account or any of the social media accounts of Alex Gold or Cody Tapp. They got a nice deal, cheap tickets. They're going to Springfield, Missouri to watch Cags and the boys take on the Cardinals AA team Saturday, May 3rd. Again, find it on the website or on our social media pages. Haven't even talked about Cole Reagans. How is that possible? He takes his first loss of the season. Reagan still leads Major League Baseball with 42 punchouts. He picked up 8 punchies tonight. Shout out Drew Nixon, made you some money earlier today on the double play. But 5 runs given up by Reagan's, 5 runs in 4 innings of work, sees his ERA balloon to 3.58. Reagan's tonight walks 3, that's a season high. Still a great strikeout-to-walk ratio on the season, and there's no concern, at least for me, moving forward. I think you'll see a great Cole Reagans coming up at Kauffman Stadium next Thursday for the finale against the Colorado Rockies. All right, a few from the text line here, 913-586-7965 from the 816. Vern, the boys will be fine. Got some guys pressing right now, swinging at some bad pitches. But a couple of good games will turn it around, Vern. I still believe in this group. Let's go, Royals. Hey, I love it. From the 913, Vern, remember when CDs would skip if they were scratched? Well, that's what they're doing to this sophomore album. Yeah, wasn't that the worst when you hadn't listened to a CD in a while? You pull it out, you want to listen to it, and it's just completely destroyed. For some reason, I'm thinking of my CD, Fashion Nugget by Cake. Does anyone remember Cake? No. All right. Few more. Scott in Phoenix writes in, Vern, do I believe in this team? I believe that they're capable of much better play than what we've seen so far on this road trip, but at some point, I need to see it. Scott, I'm with you. 1-7 on this road trip, the team hitting .130 with runners in scoring position. Yeah, I'm with you. They are capable of more. But I just, what they need to duplicate what they did last year, as these games go by, it becomes a taller and taller task. Meaning, for Seth Lugo to duplicate his 2024, man, he's going to have to get some kind of hot. You have 141 games to do it, no doubt. Now, Reagan's looks like he could match what he did last year. And this is why I deemed this season the sophomore album, because, man, it's not easy to do what they did last year again. Not the way that they did it. On the backs of great starting pitching, great defense, and 3 of the most clutch hitters in the sport. So far this season, they have a good rotation, an average defense, and one of the best players in baseball. That's it. Those guys aren't clutch. The rotation isn't great. The defense isn't great. Does Hunter Renfro just not throw home anymore? I don't understand what's going on. It's twice now. Quick shout out to Steven Cruz. He puts up a 0 in his 5th game since being recalled. It's been all zeros for the big right-hander. hitting triple digits a few times with that heater. Steven Cruz threw 5 games, no hits, no runs allowed. Pretty good. From the 816, Vern, did we have 22 stranded base runners over the past 2 games? Actually, it was more, 24. Back-to-back season highs. 10 men left on yesterday, 14 left on tonight. Text line 913-586-7965. Guy in Gladstone, he writes in, there are no hits on this album so far. Yeah, without question. You know, there was a nice homestand. You know, that 5-2 homestand that the boys just had. It seemed like everyone was starting to, you know, find the beat. Things were starting to groove a little bit. And then that Cleveland series, that bucket of cold water in the Bronx, and now a very difficult start to this series, especially when you see that monster and Tarek Skubal waiting for you on Sunday. And sure, it would be so very baseball for the boys to snap this skid on Sunday, to break out offensively on Sunday, but if you're sitting around and waiting for the flukiness of baseball, the goofiness of baseball to get your season in line, that's not a good place to be. You know, that sounds like the gambling degenerate begging for the pick six in the Hawaii game. If you're hoping for the randomness of baseball to save this and turn this thing around, that's a real bad place to be. Riley in Lotawana doesn't have much to say, but he says he's praying for me. Thanks, Riley. Could always use that. Brian from Olathe writes in, Vern, I'm choosing to have faith. Royals had a lot of opportunities tonight. A lot of runners on base. They just need to get them in. Well, as you know, Brian, easier said than done. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, pal.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it's been kind of frustrating, but I think the Royals will turn it around. Like I texted you last night, and my bird John from Tupelo called me. He said, what's wrong with the Royals? I said, we're just not getting the big hits and runners in scoring position. He said, well, we got to turn that around. I said, yeah, we will turn it around. It's still early, so I'm still taking the Royals to win AL Central. It's going to come around, Josh. Take care. Let's go get them tomorrow night.
Well, they're 0-2 against Detroit so far, 1-5 against Cleveland. Let's go out to Topeka, talk with our pal Lane. Lane, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how's your night?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Our offense is there, but like our pitching is good. Our best three pitchers would be Chris, Cole, and Seth. And yeah.
Well, here's the thing, Lane. We're up against it. I got to let you go, buddy. The good news is one of those three best pitchers is on the hill tomorrow. Seth Lugo, our lonely eyes turn to you. Please, man. Please. I think you got to hold him under 4 runs. Maybe work on your swing if you can. Lane, thanks for listening, bud. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the On Deck Show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.